Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your show host, Randy Fine, and today, medium Laura Lee will be joining us, and I know you are all anxious to speak with her because my queue lights up like crazy on the last Wednesday of the month when Laura is here. I know you have many things you want to talk to her about, and she's got some really good information coming from Spirit today. So we're going to get started. Good morning, Laura. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Randy, every Wednesday at the end of the month.
It is my pleasure. I love this show. I love doing this particular show. So what is Spirit telling you that we need to hear right now?
Let's talk about our personal spirit because, you know, and how our spirit grows. Our spirit grows when we're pushed outside normal boundaries. I thought this was an ideal subject because I'm seeing some people, you know, lose their jobs, you know, loss of loved one is always a big one, you know, to death, separation, or divorce. I hear that almost every day as I counsel people. But sometimes we don't have a choice how things unfold in our life. And, you know, like losing a job, our health, our income, our home, you know, a loved one, all of it can be devastating. These things can happen without control. We can, however, control how we respond to the situation. And being on the edge of uncertainty is how, you know, we grow on all levels, especially our spirit. And you can consciously create an inner space to cultivate spirit's growth for our highest good and go upward and not spiral out of control after life-changing events, which I happen to see that firsthand with people in my life. So today we're going to talk about six ways we can cultivate and, you know, blossom your spirit after such events in your life. And, you know, you and I were just talking before we went on air how we've both been through this personal tragedies and transformations over the last couple of years in our lives, haven't we?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And can speak from personal experience when it
yeah,
comes
it's so
to
true.
The subject matter. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, if we don't learn to roll with this ride that we're on, it'll make us crazy because
yeah, for sure.
It is very up and down. We just don't know. We have great days. We
right.
have challenging days, you know, but there's always tomorrow, and tomorrow can look really different. So that's a real positive
for
thing.
For real. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so amazing. You know, when if I'm having a bad day, I'm like, all right, you know, it's bedtime. I'll go to sleep. Tomorrow's different, you know, and it always is. It's never the same.
Well, you happen to be one of those upbeat, positive persons anyway, and that's why you do what you do. But not, you know, some people just can't lift themselves out of that space. But today I want to talk about six ways, you know, you can focus and, you know, get yourself focused on, you know, what this opportunity means. It is an opportunity when you, you know, let's say there's nothing literally left but rubble and dirt, you know, and your ground's tilled over. I mean, and you're just like foundation level, and the only way is up. And I can say that from personal experience when my home was hit by two hurricanes and destroyed. So, you know, yeah, I mean, there's only one way to go, and you have to be proactive, and this is the step where I talk about planting your seed, and your seed is a dream not realized. And so this is the first step, and I recommend everybody plant your seed. This is the dream that is not realized. This is your opportunity to take a hold of it. And you must be proactive because time is of the essence, because if you don't take action upon your dream, someone or something else will blow in and do it for you.
Mm. That is so true. That is
yeah,
so true. Oh,
I know,
my gosh, yes.
But I don't know if you remember this, you know, Randy, but we had a radio caller a while back, and she said she wanted to be an ultrasound technician. I mean, she heard it in spirit in her inner mind for 18 years. She knew she had to do this. And let me give you a hint. If you hear that small voice or others confirm that message out loud three times or more, it is a clear divine signal that is the direction you're supposed to go. Okay? So if you've got that little thing going on in your head and you know what you're supposed to be doing and you're avoiding that call, especially for 18 years, you know, sometimes the universe will kick you in the butt and do something to put you in that position. I would say, you know, when a life crisis like this happens, it's a perfect opportunity to take the bull by the horn. So anyway.
I agree. I've seen this happen to so many people where all of a sudden they're just in a crisis in their job and they lose their job for the most crazy reasons. It's just the circumstances are crazy, and then they end up in their dream job. So I've seen that happen so many times. So are we ready to start taking callers? Because
yeah.
I know they're anxious.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we have a caller from area code 617. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. My name is.
And what is your
Bryn.
Name, please?
It's Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
Okay.
Hey, Bryn.
Yeah. Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Good. I was wondering if I could simply ask for any message or messages that want to be told to me through my guides or the guides, angels.
Well, Bryn, the first connection I have for you as soon as you came on the line, are you right-handed? I just asked that for positioning of relationships.
Yeah,
with those
I'm right-handed.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay,
sometimes I try to work on the left. Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask for side is because it tells me paternal side is with your most dominant hand. So I got a fatherly figure that shows up on the other side, okay,
right.
Close to you, Bryn. Okay,
uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Okay, and, you know, he's with another child. I don't know if, like, another son-like figure. I don't know if this is a small child. Does that make sense?
I don't know about the child, but it's weird. Well, I've had people tell me that before, and I don't know what child
well,
it would
I'm gonna
be.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. This is my take on it. either there's three reasons why a little baby spirit is there in spirits, either a miscarriage, an abortion, and or another child. That child is to come through you.
My sister had an abortion one time.
Okay, but I also connect this to you. So, like, a child can come to you, and it doesn't have to come through you in particular, but a child could come into your life in a male form, okay, and be in your life for you to contribute, you know, and raise, okay? So I want you to be aware of this, okay? You like that? Did you say that?
Yeah, no, I love kids. You know, I'm single, and I... looking for a good woman, but
well,
I
honey, I think you have a child that will come to you in the near future. But I've got to say that you will, and your father wants to pass on this message to you. And I don't necessarily. You guys had the greatest bond before his passing. What's that about, Bryn?
Yes,
true.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right on a lot of things.
My dad had
problems from World War II. He had the Bronze Star and Purple Heart, and he had the PTSD and I was afraid of him when I was younger, and he was emotionally vacant from the family. So anyway, I won't go into it.
I grew up with a bunch of soldiers with Purple Hearts and the same thing. I totally identify with what you're saying. But your dad wanted to bring that forth. So you understood that's a confirmation to his message. And despite that disconnection, he's very much there for you, Bryn, on the
other
side.
Yeah, I feel him a lot, yes.
Okay, yes. Well, there you go, honey. And I wish we had more time to talk, but thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bryn. Have a good day.
Bye. Take care.
Okay, now we have area code 201. Good morning. Good morning. What is your name? Hi.
Good morning. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose. Hi.
Hi.
My question is pertaining to work. I've been looking for work, and I'm wondering, what do you see for me? Will I be getting something in the near future?
Yes, you will, Rose, and I immediately got that you will get a full-time gig, but it won't be exactly ideal what you want right now, but it'll at least get you going, okay? So accept all opportunities, but I think it grows into something bigger of what you were looking for, but you'll have to start, you know, somewhere to where you'll have to learn more about the position, and as you get in, I know you'll be like, but once you get in and you start seeing the opportunity around you, you go for it, okay? So meaning you've got the drive within you to take it to another level, okay? And I feel like, you know, you're recognized there in a way that is well-received, you know, in your ambition, in your energy level, and well-received by the group around you. So I feel like there's a team around you. So I feel like it's coming, you know, very soon, like within the next few months. So hold tight. Just keep doing what you're doing, okay? Because I feel like you're working it. Is that true? Like you're hustling the pavement. Yes. Keep doing it, okay? Because I think it'll come to fruition, but you know, take every opportunity you can, whatever comes your way, because I think it's a blessing in disguise. Okay?
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Rose. Okay. So so now we can talk a little more about how our spirit grows in crisis situations.
Right. So we're talking about, I like to call it the spirit garden, because you're cultivating this inner space for your spirit to grow upward, not spiral down out of control, okay? So the first one, I talked about planting your seed, which is a dream not realized. Okay, the second one, I like to call it fertilize the mind. The mind is that masculine trait, the analytical part that creates to, you know, help in the creative process to develop a new individual, to rebirth you, okay? So we need to retrain the mind to think right-minded for right action. So we have to, what my thing is I recommend prayer and meditation. And you can use, prayer can be called affirmation, okay? You don't have to use the word prayer. And meditation is silence. Just silence is golden. And the reason I bring up these two subjects is because prayer and or affirmation is to invoke God's guidance. And I don't care what you, how you call it, God, the universe, but to bring forth the guidance and assistance in the matters of our heart. This is where we speak our dream out loud, okay? Meditation, on the other hand, or silence, is the most important key to effective communication. It's listening to spirits, listening to God. It's listening to the universe. Like, for instance, we were talking about the radio caller who heard, she knew inside, she heard the small voice within. She had to be an ultrasound technician for 18 years. Okay? You know what this is inside of you, but you've got to really pay attention because sometimes that voice is drowned out by other stuff, other people's stuff, and stuff that you think you've got to be busy doing. Okay? But the most important thing is this little seed that's within you that's bursting to blossom, okay? And then the third step is to nurture your garden, you know, and your spirit. And the sun and rain nurtures a flower garden. But as humans, we need proper nutrients to kind of grow our spirit. And the way that we need the proper nutrients is like, just tender, loving care. That's the best thing I can recommend. It's the doing exercise to help lift your mind, body, and spirit. It's, you know, finding a diet that makes you feel energized, whatever that means for you. Like this weekend, you know, I was indulged in debauchery. I had chips, apple pie, fried chicken, potato salad, cookies. I mean, from the holiday weekend, I did not feel good about myself. I couldn't rest easy, right?
Yeah, right.
When you do this, you lower your energy, and you can't, you know, you can't move forward when you feel like a slug. You got to do your body good, and you got to feel, you know, good about yourself. So eat, you know, something right to help energize, whatever that is. And then the final thing when I say about nurturing your garden is, you know, find that time that you thrive when you rest, okay? For me, it's 8 hours. Some people are sufficient with 4 hours of sleep. But you got to find what it is for you that's going to make you click when you wake up in the morning and whatever that rest period is for you. It is so important to take that time for your body to keep going when it's been through a war zone, right?
Yeah, true.
So
true.
Those are my recommendations, and which we'll talk a couple more when we do a couple more readings.
Okay, great.
So,
okay,
yeah.
So let's go now to, come on, click. Area code 206. It's coming. There we are. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. You're on the air. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Yvette. Nice to meet both of you, to talk to you.
Hi, Yvette.
I just want to connect with someone that, on the other side, connect with a loved one, get a message or something. And I love you guys talk about nurturing the spirit. So I enjoy it. Thank you so much. But I'd like to connect with someone from the other side.
Well, the first person who comes to me for you, it's Suzette, right, Suzette?
Yvette.
My name is Yvette, yes.
Oh, Yvette. Okay, Yvette. The first person who comes to me for you on the other side is, I'm getting a maternal figure who's very close to you. And I don't know if that's who you're looking for, but I feel like she's a guide in your life. Okay. And one of the things that, and I feel like she's coming from the maternal side. Are you, right-handed too, Yvette?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So she's on your maternal side, if that makes sense. And
okay.
And when I get a connection to her, she told me there was a relocation just recently, or there's a plan to relocate. I don't know if it's the relocation just happened and or you're looking at relocating from where you are currently. Does this make sense?
Yes, I am trying to relocate. Yeah, at this particular
okay.
time. But I really wanted to see if I could connect with someone who just crossed over. But this is good. And that's true.
Okay.
I am trying to relocate probably next month. Probably. Yes, I am. But
well,
in the same
it's
area.
A good,
but.
It's a good move. And I'm sorry I didn't pick up the person you were expecting. But this you know, motherly figure is, like, very protective over you and relocating you as – to move you in a better direction, also to support
mm-hmm.
you, and then also to basically nurture you, because I feel like it's going to be a more supportive environment for you and
mm-hmm.
for you to take the steps forward. So, and I think you're going to enjoy this new location much better. Your spirit's going to thrive there, like we've been kind of talking about. So,
mm-hmm.
and I also feel like, you know, Yvette, you're already an intuitive person anyway. I feel like you connect with the other side already. With or without me, you can do this. I don't know if you've already had those connections.
Really?
Yeah, so I feel like...
I have a twin sister that... My twin sister, Yvonne, she's more into it than I am, you know, so I feel she's more intuitive than me, you know, so...
Well,
I
when
was
I
hoping...
say this, I feel like your dreams are very lucid in the sense that you can sense and pick up loved ones from dream time. So anyway, I want you to, okay, so I want you to pay attention to those because, you know, that's my first form of connection with spirits is dreams. So do not deny that aspect of yourself, okay? I wish we had
okay.
more time to talk, but try again, Yvette, at some other time.
Okay, yeah,
because...
Yeah, because I had a son that passed over 6 months ago. I just wanted to connect with him. His name was Aegis. Yeah, but thank you. But I'm glad you were right on the relocation. I have to move next month,
okay.
but it's going to be in the same area. But thank you both for taking my
right.
call. I appreciate
well,
it.
All right,
and
thank you.
Have a nice day. All right.
So
thank
sorry
you.
About your right. son. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Always so sad. Okay, so now we have area code 856. Welcome to the show. Good morning. And what is your name?
This is Lauren in New Jersey.
Hey,
Lauren. Laura or Lauren?
Laura.
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 Okay. Perfect.
New Jersey.
Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Okay. You know, it's funny. I must have an accent because a lot of people think I say Lauren when I say my name. So I must have an accent.
Well, so what can we do for you, honey?
I'm sorry. I was wondering if you see me getting a job anytime soon. I'm hoping to get one in June.
You're currently employed, right?
No.
You're not?
No.
Well, I feel like you are, you know, so I feel like, you know, yeah, I feel like it's going to happen right away because I feel like you're already in it. So is there travel involved, you know, with the aspect or are you looking for more travel and flexibility in your job?
I'm open to that. There might be a lot, there might be a longer commute than I'm used to. Maybe that's what you're picking up with travel.
No. I feel like you zigzag all over the place. So, you know, I feel like, you know, this might require some travel. Okay.
Okay.
And you going all over the location. And then also, have you in the past been a district manager or heard of the term district manager or applying for something that's called district manager? Do you know what I'm talking about, Laura?
I have been applying to manager positions, and but I don't remember the word district being in that title.
Okay, I want you to write that down, okay? So, well, it's just a spin on words, baby. So I get that you're, you know, it's something with a district. So like a personal territory, you know? So that's my idea with it. But I feel like there's a lot of driving or a lot of travel involved with it.
Okay. I have been applying for a sales training manager, so maybe that would be it.
Okay.
Sales.
All right. Well, I want you to keep that as a key, okay, and write it down because that's what I see you. And I feel like it's like almost now. I feel like you're in it, you know. So, again, just like I was telling, you know, our earlier caller, I think it was Rose, you know, I don't think it's far behind for you, okay? But you're going to hustle. You're going to hustle. I hope you're ready.
I hustle all the time, let me tell you. I'm used to
okay,
it.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. And all right. Well, keep us posted. You have a good day.
I will.
Thanks
so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay.
Okay.
Can
hey,
we... Let's offer a few more things about helping your spirit journal.
Okay.
And your spirit garden. I call it your spirit garden, to cultivate your spirit's growth. Let's pull the weeds, okay? And what I mean by weeds are the negativity, the people or your own self-defeating thoughts. You know, you got to pull them out or they're going to choke your spirit to death. So first and foremost, if you've got self-defeating thoughts, the minute they arise, replace them with a positive affirmation or prayer towards your intended goal, okay? One positive thought is 10 times more powerful than one negative thought. So, and self-defeating thoughts can also cloak themselves as excuses too. Not enough money, support, or time. I've heard this a lot of times from people. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough support, and I don't have enough time. Those, to me, are excuses because you can make the time. Okay, I recently had a Contact Your Angel seminar, the woman that was on my call, a student of mine, she said that she was told by God she has limited time on earth. And this distressed her immensely. And it's nonsense because time is a construct of man, okay? It's our construct. It's not the universe's construct. So angels, God, spirit would not share messages to cause you strain. They wouldn't ask you to hurt yourself or hurt another. So pay attention to your thoughts because it might not be from your own personal divine guidance, okay? They inspire you. They lift you. They empower you. And it's very quiet. It's a very small voice within because you're not used to paying attention to it. And the one other point that I want to talk about is protecting yourself from varmints. And varmints are those negative, unsupportive, obnoxious people in your life that can deter your spirit's growth. And surround yourself in good company of others to support your dreams and empower you to lift you up. We all know this, but we still sometimes choose to keep the company of those who are unsupportive in our life because it can be family, sometimes they can be friends, and out of their own, you know, good heartfelt opinions, they don't even realize they've, you know, said something to cast doubt. So do not cast your pearls out to swine. Speak only to those who believe in you until you believe in yourself.
So that is so great. And usually, and I should say often, it is family, right?
Yeah.
I think we all know that. It's often family that we have to weed out.
I know. At least you and I can laugh about it. Well,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's not funny,
but it's common.
It is common. So you just, you know where you can go with them and where you can't go with them. You know,
right.
So keep it within. Keep it within until, you know, you can only share those words with people who believe in you, you know, who can see the bigger picture for you. So I like that one, too. And then finally, the sixth issue is sow what you reap. So it's like any good gardener, if you've done the work and tended yourself with care and patience, your spirit's going to bloom into a beautiful new being. I promise you. I mean, if you continue to do all this work, pulling the leaves, protecting yourself from environments, you know, nurturing yourself, you know, keeping your mind focused on the end goal in mind, no matter what gets in your way, keep focusing on it. You're going to blossom. Your spirit's going to get there. I promise you. Don't you know, Randy? Randy knows.
Yes.
Randy's like,
yes.
Randy's
you know, I'll just share something very quickly because I know we have callers, but I always wanted to be a psychologist, a counselor, and because of my family situation, I was not able to complete school, and then years went by, and I never did it, but I always wanted to do it. I'm doing it now. I don't have a degree. I have a huge following. I have many people seeking my advice, and it's incredible. So to me, this was always a calling. It manifested even without the traditional method. So there
right.
you go. There you go.
Right.
Okay.
You created your own method.
I created my own method, and it's
right.
working, and it's very successful. So, okay.
Right.
Let's take another caller. This is area code 239. You got through. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to both you, and thank you for your words of for your true words. Let me put it that way.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying listening to you. I am a my name is Lana, and I'm
Hi,
in
Lana.
Florida. Hi, it's Lana, L-A-N-A. Lana, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a longtime widow, and I would like to find somebody. I'd like to find a person in my life, and I'm wondering if you see something manifesting for me in the very near future.
Lana, were you serving as a nurse at one time, or, you know, a caretaker? Were you a caretaker or nurse for your former partner?
Well,
yes,
I was. That was a while ago. I also took care of other people, you know, for work. And I've been a caring person, but I'm not
yeah,
a caretaker now.
I see like almost a nurse to the side of a, you know, your partner there. You know, at one point, I mean, serving as, you know, the caretaker in a greater
yes.
way, above and beyond. So, and I feel that there's, I don't know, some alignment with this. I don't know with future. And the reason I'm saying this is, yes, I feel like somebody who comes into your life is kind of acting in the same role, okay, and is also somebody who's lost a loved one. Okay, like they're partners. So I feel like you guys will have that kind of compatibility for one another, you know, and understand each other from that place. And as I say that, I also feel like there's a couple that stands near you. Like, I don't, but they stand over on your maternal side. I almost feel like, I don't know if these are grandparents, but they were together for a really long time. And you know, are they are together on the other side who support you, you know, and wanting to bring in through another partner. Okay. Did you have your wedding band on for a length of time after your partner passed?
Well, I still wear it at times. It's not a wedding band. It's a different type of a ring, so it doesn't look like a wedding ring.
But it comes from your past. It comes from your past with your partner, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now you've got to understand, you're barring yourself from allowing somebody to enter. I know it's a sentimental piece, but energetically you're barring from somebody to come
okay.
into your space. So I recommend, you know, putting it in a place, you know, where you can keep it. You know, it is a, you know, beautiful possession and a great memory and sentimental to you. But by wearing it, you are energetically blocking your space from somebody coming in. And I know you want this. And it's a little scary, but I get the sense that the role that this person will come in is some caretaking role, vice versa. And I feel like you've both been in that same boat. So I do believe you'll have a long-term partnership with this person. I don't know if it'll be a marriage perhaps, but it will be, you know, a relationship that is a companion related and
okay.
Love. Okay.
So it's not caretaking for each other. It's someone who was also in that
role.
No,
I think you both have had, I believe you both had this role. So
right, I see.
Yeah, you both.
I do know somebody like that, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Yeah. I feel like, you know, a friendship, you know, is more important, and this is the foundation of it. So
it could be.
You know, so, you know, it takes time.
I see.
And
okay.
You're both hesitant. But if you take off that ring, I think it'll happen much faster for you. That's my
right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lana.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. This is area code 646. Oh, I already opened this call. Let's just do this real quick. Area code 646.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. Good. Welcome. What is your name?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa?
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, we had Laura, Lana, Lisa. Okay.
Right. Oh, wow, okay.
What is your question?
Let's see. I'm calling in regards to, I'm starting this summer. I'm going to be taking a Microsoft Office computer project class that lasts for, I think, about 10 weeks. And I would like to know, by taking this class, will that enhance my opportunities to get a better job?
Oh gosh, yeah, of course it will. You know, any skill sets that you can put on there. I also believe more than that. I mean, right before you even said anything, you know, when I heard the word class, I'm like, you're going to meet somebody there who might point you to a direction or an opportunity, you know, that will open the door to something else for you. So, you know, like another job. So,
yes.
You know, yeah. All right. So I want you to be open when you go in there. Is this program in person, like in a class format? I mean, in, you know, a classroom type environment, Lisa?
Yes. Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, good.
Because I have to,
all right.
Yeah, this class I would have to pay for. I have to pay for out of pocket. It's $600, but I think it might be worth it.
Right. I do, too. I mean, everybody uses Microsoft Office. But, you know, the greatest way of doing it at any time is just doing it, you know, and just using the tool. So, it will work for you. And, you know, I think there's somebody going to be in that room with you that will be sitting alongside you at one of the classes that, you know, will mention something. I want you to heed that advice, okay? And, Lisa, are you sharing a space with other people?
Oh my God, yes. And I'm actually running a room, but I'm looking to move soon, hopefully this month.
Okay. Is somebody deterring you from taking up this workshop or this class, you know, around you as well?
Mm-hmm. No, actually, see, there's another Microsoft Office class that I can take, but it's free.
Yeah.
But it's not being taught in a class setting. I have to actually invest my time, but. I signed up for the class about a month and a half ago and never went back. So enrolling in class, I know I would have to be there because I'm paying for it.
Oh, that's you then. It's you. Okay. All right. Then it's yourself that's doing it. I would suggest do all that you can, you know. free or paying money, whatever you can get your hands on. But the confirmation about the, you know, you sharing your space with the roommates, other people, is a confirmation about the message that you're going to get a job opportunity, you know, in the classroom setting. So pay attention.
Okay,
Lisa?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
So, okay, now we have a few more minutes, and we can finish up with how our spirit grows in crisis situations.
Well, quite honestly, I got through all six steps, but we can repeat them real quick.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, we could probably take another caller really quick. Well, we only really have a minute or two to take a caller.
Okay.
Should we do it?
No, it'll be hard pressed.
Okay.
We'll have that person. Anybody who's sitting there on the phone line, call in for next Wednesday. But just to repeat, everybody, you know, if you're in a crisis-like situation, or you lost your job, you lost a loved one, a separation, a divorce, the health, the income, home, the first thing that you need to do is plant your seed. This is the opportunity to take a hold of a dream not realized. Okay. Fertilize your mind. That means retraining your mind to think right-minded for right action. You do that through prayer and meditation. Prayer or affirmation means you're speaking to the universe. You're speaking to God, whatever you want to call it. Meditation is where you listen for that guidance. Okay? If you hear more than three times, it's divine guidance. Okay? And three, nurture your garden. That means take care of yourself. Spend a little tender, loving care on yourself with the right diet and exercise and rest, okay? Those little things go a long way to keep you pumped, okay? Finally, pull the weeds. That means stop those negative thoughts, those self-defeating negative thoughts, okay? Telling yourself you can't do it for whatever the reason. You can, okay? Protect yourself from violence. That means stay away from the negative people, obnoxious people. You're too vulnerable right now. Protect yourself. You know how gardeners put up, you know, those little fences around their garden beds to keep the bunnies out. That's what we got to do. Loving yourself enough to know not to cast your pearls out to swine. You got to speak only to those people who can support you right now because you're too vulnerable. You need to protect your little spirit so it can grow, okay? And then finally, you know, as a result of all this, over time, I promise you, you'll see results if you just keep heading there. You're going to take two steps back sometimes before you take a step forward. That's natural. So be easy on yourself and, you know, nurture yourself like a little baby. Because that's, you know, sometimes we're still there, okay? Just like you would if you parent a child. Your spirit needs to be loved and appreciated and nurtured in order for it to regrow after, you know, heartbreaking moments, you know, and devastation in our lives.
I so agree with that.
And it happens to all of us, you know. Nobody's alone in that process.
Yes. That's what life is about. I mean, we all go through it.
Right. And if you don't mind, I will share that I do have an upcoming seminar where I talk about how you can contact your angel for divine guidance. And that is scheduled in July. I think the first one is July 10th, but it's on my website. So at messages or my website's mediumlorelee.com. So if you check it out over there, you can learn more about that upcoming seminar, which is a teleseminar. You can call in from wherever you are in the country. You don't have
perfect,
to fly
anywhere. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then your next show with me is going to be June 27th, and
right.
That's a Wednesday, same time, same place. All right, we're
very
out
good.
Of time, but thank you. This was really good. Good
it
show.
Was
I liked it.
Yes. And everybody, thank you for calling in. It was a pleasure.
Yes,
to serve
thank
you.
It was a good day. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
You have
be
a
well.
Good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.